Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today and said that India left a strong mark everywhere this year, from national security to sports and science laboratories to the world's biggest platforms. He stated that Operation Sindoor became a symbol of pride for every Indian this year. Mr. Modi appreciated the people for showing the same spirit and enthusiasm for the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. PM Modi lauded Group Captain Shubhranshu Shukla for becoming the first Indian to reach the International Space Station. He announced that the second edition of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held soon. Mr. Modi spoke about Smart India Hackathon, saying it is another medium where ideas are turned into action. He also spoke about Manipur's Moirangthem Set, who lives in a remote area of the state and focused on local solutions and started a campaign to install solar panels to overcome the challenge of major electricity issues. He expressed satisfaction that people's excitement towards Swadeshi was evident. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi also reminded everyone to stay fit and take part in the Fit India movement. Indian Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, MDONA, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, in the December 2025 edition of the MDONA message, highlighted the Northeast's emergence at the core of India's growth, outlining key initiatives in logistics, science and technology, investment, cultural clusters and youth exchange aimed at holistic and inclusive development. Mr. Sindhya also said, recognizing that development is ultimately driven by people, the ministry launched the Ashtalakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program on 1st November 2025, with the first batch of students from Goa and Uttarakhand already having visited Rajiv Gandhi University, Arunachal Pradesh, marking the beginning of a nationwide effort to strengthen emotional bonds, cultural understanding and national integration. As per Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, a total of 23 projects worth ₹154.03 crore for strengthening the bamboo sector in the northeastern region have been sanctioned by the Northeastern Council so far. The Northeast Cane and Bamboo Development Council has trained a total of 4,907 bamboo artisans and officials over the last 3 years. Furthermore, strengthening of seed gardens under oil palm cultivation in the northeastern region under National Mission on Edible Oil Palm has been taken up in Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland and Assam. Processing capacity has also been enhanced with 2 operational mills in Arunachal Pradesh and 1 in Mizoram. P.B. Dasgupta, founder of Arunachal Press Club, APC, and Arunachal Pradesh Union of Working Journalists, APUJ, visited the APC today. He interacted with members and made a round of the newly constructed press club building with APC President Amar Sangno. Mr. Dasgupta addressed the journalists, recalling his first visit to Arunachal in 1980 as a PTI representative. He noted there were no local newspapers then, and news relied on agencies like PTI, UNI, and Hindustan Samachar. The veteran newsman expressed joy at returning to Arunachal after nearly 20 years despite ill health. He praised the state's media growth, the rise in newspapers and the new press club building, reflecting on his 24-year stay in Nahalagun during his early reporting days. The preparation is in full swing for the Sunrise Festival at Dong Valley, Anjao District. The festival will be held from 29th December to 2nd January, celebrating the culture, national heritage, natural heritage and the beauty of Dong Valley. Tourists have started to arrive at Walong for the festival and tourist flow is expected to rise during the festival peak. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men, along with other dignitaries, will grace the grand opening of the first edition of Sunrise Festival 2025. Bhartiya Janata Yuva Morcha Arunachal Pradesh organized a drawing competition at IG Park Itanagar today as part of the 7-day Atal Smriti Barsh to mark the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The competition invited youth aged 15 to 35 to create portraits of Vajpayee, highlighting his vision and legacy with the aim of inspiring young minds to uphold his idols through art and creativity. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.